Good morning. This confession of sin today, I'd like to go over Romans 3:23, where it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 1 John tells us, to say we have no sin, we make God, and the truth is not in us. In Romans, the Apostle Paul gives us a very candid look into his personal life, and he speaks of his own battle with sin. In chapter 7, verse 15, he says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Verse 19, he goes on, for the good that I want to do, I do not do. But the evil I do not want to do, that I practice. And then he says, O wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death? The danger of staking our own salvation in our own actions is that sin still dwells in us, and we can't rely on our own piety to maintain our salvation. The answer to that problem is justification. It is a forensic and legal term, meaning that we are declared righteous, a declaration before God because of Christ's finished work on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Our sinful flesh is constantly driving us to the cross and to the feet of Jesus. As a scar, as a reminder of a previous injury, likewise, the sin that still dwells in us is a reminder of what Christ has done for us on the cross. What a great Savior we have. Let's pray. Father, we come before you to acknowledge our sins. We recognize the depravity in our lives, and we look forward to the day that sin will be done away with. Help us to know you more every day and to grow us into the image of your Son. Amen.